Fire Dance at Spider Rock by Les Savage Jr. There was no moon, and Rim Fannin cursed thickly as he stumbled through the sooty blackness of the Tucson Alley. Reaching its end, he could vaguely make out the ancient adobe wall surrounding the town. He paused, listening. From a great distance, he thought he caught soft tinkling, like the jangle of bracelets on a woman's wrist. He tried to identify it, but it stopped. He started back through the alley, stumbling once more in the litter of trash. At its far end, a yellow river of light spilled from an open window. Rim could not avoid crossing it. Ducking low, he took it in two long strides. Then he heard the tinkling again. A furtive motion touched that river of light through which Rim had passed. It resolved itself into a man. The barbaric jangle of bracelets accompanied his slightest movement, and silver glittered everywhere on his body as he stepped through the light. Then he was hidden by blackness as Rim was hidden, and the sound stopped. Rim waited, holding his breath. After a long while, the tinkle began again, like the jingle of little bells moving away from Rim. He wheeled around the corner and picked his way uncertainly up the Calle Real. It was more a filthy alley than a royal street, meandering its haphazard way through the wretched flat-roofed buildings of mud and thatch. For Tucson, in this October of 1862, was a town of little more than 1,000 souls, a lonely white outpost surrounded by hundreds of square miles of hostile Indians. Most of the federal troops had been withdrawn for service in the war. Communication was completely cut off much of the time. Eastward, the Apaches had stopped all Butterfield traffic and had laid waste to the stage stations. To the north, the Navajos were raiding and plundering. Refugees entered Tucson daily with word of new massacres. In front of